the report of the Eastern Hemisphere in the World Delegates Conference.
我们知道真教会是在神在末世兴起要复兴时代属督时代教会的真教会。
We know that the true church is a church established in the latter days for the Lord.
说神的殿啊要建立超过诸山高过万灵，这都是主的真教会的一些预言。
And we know that the church will be established as the highest mountain, surpassing all their mountains.
1917年真教会在北京出现。
And in 1917, the true church surfaced in Beijing, China.
一开始的目的就是要更正万国的教会。
And the original purpose in the beginning is to rectify the errors of all the other denominations.
借着真理、圣灵跟神迹的能力，很快把福音传到各地。
And through the truth, Holy Spirit, signs and miracles, we quickly preach the gospel to all over China.
大概十年当中啊，就传遍中国。
And around 10 years, the gospel spread throughout China.
后来总会先设在上海。
And later, the General Assembly building was first established in Shanghai.
因为它是一个国际商港，准备说把福音传到各地。
Because it was an international harbor, so they were preparing to spread the gospel to all over the world.
这是中国早期的一些教会。
And these are some early churches in China.
在1926年就是我们教会成立的十年福音传到台湾。
And after 1926, after 10 years, the church was established, the gospel was spread to Taiwan.
在40天当中建设三间教会。
And within 40 days, three churches were established.
一直到现在有300间教会。
And until now, there are over 300 churches.
同时福音传到东南亚地带。
And at the same time, the gospel was spread to Southeast Asia.
在1926,其实是26到台湾27到新加坡
And actually it should be 1926 that the gospel was spread to Taiwan and 1927 that it was spread to Singapore
马来西亚、沙巴、香港、印度跟印尼
And also Malaysia, Sabah, Hong Kong and Indonesia
后来总部上海总部因为在战争当中遭到炮击后来战后第一次大战以后迁到南京
And because the GA in Shanghai suffered damages during the war, so the GA was moved to Nanjing.
这是在成立30年的时候开第11次的代表大会。
And after being established for 30 years, the first World Delegates Conference was held.
除了中国以外还有东南亚各地方的代表。
And other than China, many delegates from Southeast Asia also came.
1947年就是由台湾战后回到日本的一些信徒建立了日本教会。
And in 1947, after the war, some members from Taiwan went to Japan to set up the churches there.
第二年就1948年有韩国的长老在日本得到道理以后把道理带回到韩国。
And then a year after, some preachers in Korea received the gospel in Japan and brought it back to Korea.
韩国教会的第一个总督就是裴领导长老。
And the first minister in Korea is Elder Peng.
在1949年的时候中国的政权由转移给共产党。
And at 1949, the government of China was taken over by the Communist Party.
1958年的时候开始有十年的文化大革命。
And starting from 1958, 10 years of cultural revolution reigned.
所以中国的教会就失掉自由。
And so the churches in China lost their freedom.
很多传道人有的被关，有的甚至有的死在监狱里面。
And many preachers and ministers were jailed, and some even died in jail.
后来在台湾的教会就渐渐的成为渐渐的成长。
And during that time, the churches in Taiwan continue to grow.
虽然台湾是一个非常小的小岛，
even though Taiwan was a very small island,
啊，神却在那边呐、啊、做工啊，所以福音很兴旺。
But God worked there, so the gospel spread very abundantly.
1960年代啊。啊，就从台湾派传道人到东南亚、到日本、韩国各地去寻牧。
And in the 1960s, preachers from Taiwan were sent to Southeast Asia and also Japan and Korea.
1967年啊，举开了第一次世界代表大会。
And in 1967, the first actual World Delegates Conference was held.
这是旧的台湾总会的，建筑物。
This is the old Taiwan GA's building.
啊，当时就统一了我们真教会的十大信条。
And during that time, the 10 basic beliefs of the church was unified.
啊，并且把所有教会的人力物力整合起来啊，做世界宣道。
And all the resources of the church were gathered together for world evangelism.
啊，到了1975年呢、啊，啊，成立开了第二次的世界代表大会。
And in 1975, the second World Delegates Conference was held.
设立了联合总会
，and during which the International Assembly was established.
啊，办公室就在台湾总会
，and its office resides in Taiwan.
在1989年呢、啊，啊，联合总会的办事处就迁到美国南加州的圆岭教会
，and in 1989, another IA's office was established in Garden Grove Church in Southern California,
并且在美国的政府正式登记。
And was officially registered in the U.S. government.
啊，台湾总会那边呢、啊，因为工作上的需要，还有一个联络处。
And the office in Taiwan, because of certain needs that were still being met, became a coordination center.
这少部分中国的教会。
And these are some churches in China.
啊，感谢主啊！我们现在看到说，他们现在可以把教会的名字都可以放上去。
And thank God, we see now that they're able to actually place their names on their church buildings.
啊，最左边的地方哈，这个是北京教会。
And the church to the top left is the Beijing Church.
啊，这三山教会啊，现在可以说是中国大陆教会的联络中心。
And on the top right, the San San Church can be It can be considered the coordination center for all of China.
这里是最早把教会名字挂上去的地方。
And they're the earliest church to actually place their name on their church building.
当时公安局长来取缔说不可以挂教会的名字。
And at that time, the national security came to tell them to take it off.
那边的长老说啊，我们既然挂上去，我们就不拿下来。
But the elders there said, as long as we have put up our sign, we're not going to take it off.
结果他们限我们一个礼拜拿下来。
And then they required us to take it off within a week.
然后不到三天了，三四天，结果那个局长死掉了。
And within 3-4 days, the head of the National Security Department there died.
他说以后没有人敢拿。
And so later on, no one dared to remove the sign.
他说我们教会的名字啊，就一个一个都挂上去了。
So eventually, each church in China put up the names.
他说高山这龙田教会。
And to the bottom was Gaoshan Church, and the other was Longting Church.
哦、我们在联总里面有六个部门
And in the International Assembly there are 6 departments
以前宣教部、啊、现在改成为东半球宣教部跟西半球宣教部是两个部
And originally the Evangelical Department was split into the Western Hemisphere and the Eastern Hemisphere、
啊、西半球、啊、就包括欧洲、美洲跟非洲
And the Western Hemisphere includes Europe, America and Africa
东半球是东北亚、东南亚，还有大洋洲。
And the Eastern Hemisphere includes Northeast Asia, Southeast Asia, and East Asia.、
这个宣教部主要是协调联络各总会跟联络处。宣教部的职责是联络总会跟联络处。
And the Evangelical Department's duties are to extend assistance to the GAs and coordination centers.
并帮助一些开拓区的工作。
And to help with starting the churches.
我们目前总共有七个总会
And currently we have 7 general assemblies.
还有五个总会在东半球
And there are 5 of them in the eastern hemisphere.
啊，台湾总会
There's a Taiwan GA.
啊，大概有300多间教会
Around 300 churches.
啊，韩国总会
The Korea GA.
大概有3000多信徒
around 3,000 members.
沙巴总会, 大概1万多,
and the Sabah GA, around 10,000 members, and around 100 churches.
啊, 印尼的总会,
and the Indonesia GA,
也有很多教会,
and also a lot of churches there. Malaysia GA.
另外有三个联络处是澳洲、新加坡跟纽西兰。
And there are three coordination centers, which is in Australia, Singapore, and New Zealand.
我们有一个神学院在新加坡。
We have a theological school in Singapore.
这是正式向政府登记的。
And this is officially registered with the government there.
东半球他们有一个志工团。
And in the Eastern Hemisphere, there's a volunteer group.
所以他们训练了很多志工到开拓去工作。
And they've trained a lot of volunteers to help out with a lot of the ministry work.
除了这个还有日本啊、港九、东亚就是中国了，还有越南的工作。
And other than that, there's also they help out with Japan, Hong Kong, and other places.
这个是每一个总会联络处负责开拓区的，这边是开拓区。
On the left, we see each GA taking care of one of the pioneering regions, which was shown in the right in the red.
这是我们东南亚的神学院，在新加坡教会。
And this is our theological school in Southeast Asia. This is located in Singapore.
在亚当路那边的环境相当好。
And it is located on Adam Road. The environment there is rather good.
这是志工的训练。
And this is the voluntary mission team.
这是在澳洲的布里斯本教会。
And this is located in Brisbane of Australia.
东半球的一些志工啊，就是义工要到开拓区工作的，他们每年都要经过受训。
And for those volunteers who wanted to help out with the work in the pioneering regions, they had to go there to receive training.
这是他们上课的情况。
And these, here are some pictures of them in class.
这个在布里斯本教会啊，这个会堂相当大，我们自己建的。
And this chapel in Brisbane is rather large. We built it ourselves.
大概占地5个英亩。
And it's around 5 acres large.
这助攻啊，到各地方啊，就是在印度啦，各地方啊，帮助圣公。
And these volunteers help out with a lot of the work in India.
这都是他们在工作的一些实际的状况。
And these are pictures of them helping out with the work.
这在沙巴。
And this is in Sabah Church.
这是诗班。
This is a choir.
东南亚很多地方房子都像这样。
And a lot of houses in Southeast Asia are like this.
虽然他们 生活的环境都是比较贫穷的地方啊，但是他们对福音啊，真的很渴慕。
Even though they live in a poorer environment, but they really thirst for the gospel.
所以很多的志工啊，跟着传道者去做宣道啦，或者是跟进啦，或者是谈到宗教教育的各方面工作。
So a lot of volunteers go with the preachers to go help out to preach or for RE or counseling there.
所以有时候他们跟他们一起谈道理，就是他们住的地方。
So a lot of times they sit together with the members there and discuss their beliefs.
这个是神学生在上课。
And on the right is a baptism, and in the middle it is a theological students in class.
一些姐妹啊，帮忙做圣餐饼。
And some of the sisters helping out making the Holy Communion preparations.
帮忙按手祷告。
And they're helping out with laying of hands.
这都是东南亚的一些志工啊。 让他们到开拓区啊工作的一些情形。
And these are all volunteers of Southeast Asia going out to the pioneering regions.
这是洗礼，这是洗脚，这是圣餐。
And baptism, foot washing, and holy communion.
这是印度。
And now we're moving on to India.
算是一个开拓区，主要在南部的地方。
And this is one of the pioneering regions in the south.
印度的人口相当多哈。
And there are a lot of people in India, around 1 million in population.
印度的教会是从马来西亚这边很早就传过去, 大概1930年代。
And the church in India actually received the gospel from Malaysia around in 1932 to the southern tip of India.
这是印度南部的一些教会。
And here are some churches of the southern of South India.
那是这个教会啊，因为在暂时跟中国的教会失掉联络。
And these churches actually lost contact with their church during the war in China.
啊, 那边有一个老厨师啊, 他就把道理都写成诗歌啊, 叫他们唱。
And there was an elderly deacon that actually wrote all the doctrines and basic beliefs into hymns for them to sing.
信仰啊, 维系下来。
So they preserved their faith.
啊, 大概在不到10年前啊, 大概6、7年前啊, 他们有青年到马来西亚又看到我们的教会啊，怎么继续联络？
And less than 10 years ago, around maybe 6 or 7 years ago, some youths from the churches in India went to Malaysia and saw our church there, and hence we were able to contact them again.
联总派来一些工作人员去，啊，他们发现说，原来我们都是同样的教会。
And so the IA sent some workers here, and then they discovered actually we are the same church.
迷失的羊现在又合为一群。
So the lost sheep have come back to the fold.
另外这个印度教会还有一个是在1969年左右传过去的另外一部分。And
there is another church in India that was established in 1969 when the gospel was spread over there.
从这个地方啊,
from the Sungai Petani.
1969年。
And 1969.
1969年, 传到曼德拉斯是吗?
And spread to Madras.
所以现在他们现在已经联合起来了，联合起来。
So now they are unified with our church.
那现在印度教会主要的工作就是马来西亚总会在负责。
And now the work in India is primarily done by the churches in Malaysia.
他们每年都派了很多的传道人啊，义工啊，去帮忙。
Every year they would send a lot of preachers and volunteers to help out with the work there.
他们也奉献了很多的金钱啊，去帮助印度那边的教会。
And they also offered a lot of money to help out with the churches.
这是联总帮忙建筑的一个训练中心。
And here's a training center that was helped built by the IA.
这本来的一个礼拜堂在这里啊，这个训练中心在这里。
And the original chapel is on the right, and the training center is on the left.
这是他们在神学生在上课。
And here are some of the theological students in class.
宗教教育的训练。
There is RE teachers training.
啊, 这个是圣经营,
and that's a Bible camp.
菲律宾啊, 是由一本生命之道, 啊, 传过去。
And the gospel in Philippines started with a book, the Words of Life book, that was
我们,
somehow got over there.
我们教会本来在新加坡出版英文的生命之道。
Our church originally published a Words of Life series in Singapore.
就一直寄到各教派。
And they kept sending these Words of Life booklets to different denominations.
有一个外教会神学院的学生啊, 看到一堆东西啊, 丢在地上, 结果他就拿起来看一看。
And one time a theological student of another denomination saw on the floor a pile of just booklets, and he picked up one of these Words of Life and read it.
跟教会联络, 跟新加坡联络说啊, 他们要把他们教会改成真耶稣教会了。
And they contacted the Singapore church and told them that they wanted to change their name to True Jesus Church.
后来, 总会就跟他们讲说慢一点, 后来派了传道者去。
And the GA told them to not be so quick to jump to decisions, and they sent more preachers over there.
后来他们接受道理。
And afterwards they accepted the truth.
所以一开始就在这个满西林干这个地方啊, 就建设了一些教会。
And so the churches started in this region called Manseligan.
在这里啊，联总也帮忙他们建立了一个训练中心。
And here, the International Assembly also helped them to build a training center.
开始训练神学生啊，传道人。
To start to train theological students and preachers.
本来有8位，现在毕业大概有5位。
And originally there were 8 members, and now around 5 have graduated.
这是马来菲律宾教会的状况。
And these are some pictures of the church in Philippines.
感谢主，现在他们在首都马尼拉的地方也买了会堂。
And thank God, recently in their capital Manila, they also purchased a chapel.
就是他们在比较乡村的地方啊，他们的会堂比较简陋。
And these are some chapels in a poorer, more rural areas.
这是联总的训练部负责啊，周富明传道。
And that's a preacher from the IA preacher Che.
马尼拉那边的教会。
And this is the church in Manila. These are
这是他们的交通工具。
And that was their mode of transportation.
很多地方啊还是要走路。
And a lot to get to a lot of places, you still had to walk.
他可能走得太累了，那个鞋子都破掉了，拿去补。
And he probably walked too much there, so he had
有时候还要骑马。
Holes in his shoes, so he had to repair, get them repaired, and sometimes he would ride horses. It looks a lot like Brother Vudi, right? But actually, no, it's a brother there. And these are all churches in the Philippines. And this member here is the head of the General Assembly in Malaysia. And he's also in charge of the Eastern Hemisphere in the evangelical work. And he used to be an architect. But he just quit his job and became a volunteer. And so now he's a full-time minister. And these are preachers of Sabah that went to the Philippines to help. And here are some pictures of their work there. And here, Myanmar is a new pioneering region. And because they're still under military rule, so the life there is more harsh.
感谢主，我们因为有一个纽约教会的弟兄啊，在那边做生意。
And thank God, because we have a brother from New York that was doing business there.
啊，所以在那边啊，开拓啊，帮忙建立了几个教会。
So he helped pioneer there and helped establish a few churches.
过去他们那个建筑物都是相当简陋啊。
And in the past, there buildings are rather shabby.
最近联合总会帮助他们盖了四五间教堂。
And recently, the International Assembly helped them build 4 or 5 churches.
缅甸现在是由新加坡联络处啊，新加坡的教会在协助。
And right now, Myanmar is under the care of Singapore Church.
这是新加坡那边的义工啊。去帮忙做宣道工作。
And here we see some volunteers from Singapore Church to help out with the work.
他们那边呢，就是从英文再换成当地话。
And so they would help translate the materials from English to the local language.
所以交通很不方便啊，经常要涉水。
And transportation was very inconvenient there, and a lot of times you would have to walk across.
有时候车子还要当船用啊。
Travel across waters, and a lot of times your cars would actually serve as boats.
这是缅甸那边的教会。
And here are some churches in this region.
这是联总帮他们盖的会堂。
And here's a church that was helped built by the IA.
这是苏纳的小孩子。
And here are some adopted children.
这是新加坡教会的陈文龙传道。
And here is preacher Chen from Singapore.
泰国啊，也是一个新开拓地方。
And Thailand is also a newly pioneering region.
他们大部分都是佛教徒。
And the people there are mainly Buddhists.
现在泰国教会的工作由台湾总会负责。
And now the work in Thailand is mainly responsible, mainly taken care of by Taiwan.
帮他们盖了一些礼拜堂。
And they helped them build some churches.
这个是在那边新盖的礼拜堂。
And here's a new chapel that was just recently built.
这是他们的传统服装啊，泰国人的传统服装。
Here are the traditional clothing of the people in Thailand.
所以教会去那边传道的啊，他们很欢迎啊，列队欢迎啊。
And they're very welcoming to the church to go preach there.
他们总会也曾经有医疗的布道去那边几次。
And the Taiwan GA did have a few instances of a ministry that was coupled with first aid.
斐济是在南太平洋的小岛。
And now we're moving on to Fiji.
现在是由纽西兰的联络处在负责。
And now New Zealand is responsible for the ministry in Fiji.
我们有一个弟兄啊，在这个拉图卡的地方做生意。
And we had a brother that was doing business in Lautoka.
啊，所以从他们家开始有家庭聚会。
So,
传道聚会所。
It started out with them having a family service in their own house, and it became a house of prayer.
那这个纽西兰、澳洲的一些义工去了以后啊，他们就跑到这个斯巴这个首都的地方啊，啊去发传单啊去传道。
And when volunteers from Australia and New Zealand went over, they went over to this place in called Suva to distribute flyers.
啊，后来就建立了这个首都这边的教会。
And then they eventually they established a church here.
啊，这个教会这边啊，比这边比原来的地方啊更热心。啊，他们这边呢、啊，因为在首都地区啊，知识程度比较高一点。
And the church in Suva is actually more fervent and active than the original church in Lautoka. And their level of education is slightly higher.
这是澳洲方面的传道者。
And here on the right, we see preachers from Australia and the members in Fiji.
很多看起来都是当地人，还有一些印度裔的人。
And a lot of the members are actually the locals there, and some of them are descendants from India.
这是印尼。
And now we're moving on to Indonesia.
印尼啊，因为很多很多的小岛，人口相当多。
And because there is a lot of little islands in Indonesia, the population is also very high.
我们教会在印尼的工作相当早。
And our church work in Indonesia started very early.
现在他们就印尼的总会积极在做那个新的地方的一些开拓工作。
And the GA of Indonesia is also helping out with a lot of pioneering work.
很多都是在很贫穷的地区啊做开拓。
And a lot of the pioneering work are aimed at the poorer regions.
我们印尼教会一个特色就是很多教会都办学校。
And one interesting feature of all the churches in Indonesia is that a lot of them also have schools.
像雅加达的迦南学校就很成功啊，很多学生啊来信主。
Like this one church in 雅加达。
因为他们都是小岛很多啊，所以交通上的确也不是很方便。
I started a school, so a lot of students of the school actually came to believe also, and the transportation there is also pretty inconvenient.
这都是一些义工啊去那边帮忙。
And it's a lot of volunteers that go help out with the work there.
这让我们知道说啊，很多人啊，的确都很需要福音。
And here we see a lot of pictures. This is to show you that indeed a lot of people need the gospel.
所以这都是一些像这个是雪梨那边的弟兄哦，一个江族士，这是他们都是很多的义工啊，就是到开拓地方啊去帮忙。
And here we see a lot of volunteers. There are people from Sydney or other places.
只能够看到礼拜堂。
And so now we can only take videos of the actual church buildings.
其实我们看过他们在聚会的人数啊，有的都是上千人，一灵恩会都是好多人啊。
But when we actually went there in person and saw their services, they usually have around 1,000 people for the spiritual convocations.
我们感谢主的带领啊，我们也求主继续带领我们在西方各教会的各地方的一些教会的圣工。
And we thank God for His guidance, and we also ask God to continue to guide us, especially in our work in the West.
我们来参加 NYTS， 我们盼望说，经过一段的训练以后，将来都能够投入教会的一些圣工。
We come to NYTS and hope that in the future we may also partake in the work.
能够真正把福音传遍世界，来完成主耶稣托付给我们的使命。
And we can truly preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.To finish the task that our Lord Jesus has entrusted us. Please pray in silence.